On this week's episode, Jackson had another movie-going experience where he did not have to punch anybody, and it's Pride season, so we get to talk about Pride. Then later on, we cast a full season of Drag Race with only video game characters and find out who will be the winner. It's
What's up, Barely Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast about video games and friendship. This is my good friend, Juicebox.
Hi, I'm Juicebox.
And I suppose I'm also Jackson. Yeah.
And it's dangerous to go alone. So, hey, listen to us talk about gay video games.
Putting the Y back in gamer.
Exactly.
It's going to be a good episode and another ally. A big shout out and a thank you to our Patreon producers, Miss Tiri and John, aka The Bull. Thank you both very much. More about that later in the show. Hey, Juice, you're sipping on that A&W over there.
Yeah.
And I know that brings you a great deal of comfort and joy. Are you feeling yourself right now? You feeling good?
I am. I'm down 5 pounds, which I'm really excited about.
Wow. Yeah. Shout out to A&W, weight loss formula.
Just sucking the fat out of me. No, that's the calorie deficit that I'm on, which is driving me crazy. But
yeah,
I'm going to go see Beetlejuice, the musical, tomorrow night, which means I get to go get some Mexican food, which means I get to have some tacos.
Why does that mean that? Or it's just that's the
it's
other
just the
part
restaurant
of the plan.
We're going to. Yeah.
Okay. So I thought you were like, we're going to see Beetlejuice, and you know what that means?
Mexican tacos.
Food. Like, okay. Why does that mean that?
Like, I don't know what the correlation is. No, that's just where we're just going to go to La Carnita tomorrow night.
Sweet.
So freaking sweet, brother.
That sounds great. Jesus Christ. I swear to God. You did this 6 times as we were setting up, and I told you if you did it again, I'd punch you in the neck. Not the throat. I'll hit you in the side. I'll get you a fucking hematoma in your jugular.
Do it.
You'll bleed out
At
internally.
Least I'll die happy.
You'll bleed out internally.
If
and you know
die,
what?
Yeah.
No one will even know that it was me.
Mary,
I'll get away with
satin.
It.
Lay me down in a bed of roses.
What are you doing? What are you singing right now?
It's called If I Die Young. It's a country song.
Okay.
Anyways, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. I'm good. My nose is fucked up today. I keep touching it. I got elbowed in the face at a hockey game yesterday and had a teeny tiny little nosebleed. But it's happened a number of times where like I just brush my nose or you know, I got a little mustache hair and it tickles. So sometimes I brush my nose and I'm like, ow, fuck. And then I do this thing where I like touch my nose and look at it to see if it started to bleed again. However, anyone I'm interacting with or anyone near me doesn't have that fucking context.
So it
just
looks
like I'm looking at boogers. And I've caught myself like 6 or 7 times.
Can I tell you something that's going to make you feel better?
Probably not.
You getting a nosebleed at hockey is so hot.
Why is that hot?
It's just kind of hot.
You're all kinds of fucked up today.
That's hot. That's kind of hot.
Happy Pride. Whatever.
Happy Pride. I'm just
I guess I'll let
there.
You I'll let you get away with it today because, you know, happy Pride.
Can I tell you something that with Pride things that kind of hurt my feelings?
What hurt your feelings?
So at Orange Theory, I was on the mic and I would say like, hey, guys, happy Pride. I plan on being insufferable for the next 30 days. Just as like a sort of like silly little thing because it's Pride. So it's just like, you know, this is my month. And multiple people, not just one, multiple people loudly piped up and said, what else is new? And that really hurt my feelings. Like the first one was like, oh, okay. But then like after 5, you're like, okay, that's kind of fucking mean, guys. Like you guys are dicks. So get fucked. So I usually don't
really
say the gym.
I thought this was going to go a really different direction of you being like, and they went to the front desk and they complained about how woke we were. And
no, they just
guys.
Said,
instead,
what else is
they
going?
Were just mean to you.
Just
you
directly.
You opened yourself up to it. What do you want?
I
they
know,
just agree
but like,
with you.
No, but it was kind of one of those things where it's like, I know at other gyms, they would go, oh, you're not insufferable. We love you. And I'd be like, oh, thanks guys. There, they're just like, yeah, what else is new? Get fucked. Like,
we'll
it's
put
just
this
like,
on the pile that has become the list of reasons for you to just stop fucking working there.
I feel like they all hate me. Like,
go
just,
somewhere else.
I know.
You shouldn't spend every minute in your 8 hours a week job. You shouldn't feel for 8 of those 8 hours Like everyone hates you.
Yeah, it's 20 now.
Why did it go up?
Because I got promoted.
Go somewhere else. I, like in any other situation, I would be like, congratulations on your promotion. Here I'm like, you just got moved from the sixth to the seventh ring of hell. Like, go somewhere else.
They're so mean to me.
Then go somewhere else.
I will eventually.
It's so weird. You know what I learned through our conversations is there's just this weird, like, and I wouldn't expect it, honestly, to be the truth, but it is this shortage of gyms. It's like there's only like one or two in the whole fucking world. Go to a different one. Your skills are transferable. They're universally applicable. Anywhere that people get exercise, you can go there and they won't hate you. Go to somewhere and in your interview, first question, just be like, hey, are the people here nice? That's it.
I just want to know, are they going to be mean to me all the time? Yeah, question one, are they going to make me want to cry in my car after class? Is that going to happen? People.
Question two, do you think that if I work here, I'll go home and tell my friend about how sad I am for 8 to 20 hours a week, only for him to yell at me?
We just have to trade off. We both can't be happy at the same time, you know?
That's a good rule, man. I think that's what, honestly, how boring would the podcast be if we just came in and we're like, wow,
I'm
life's
happy.
Great.
That what was last week. Day. Both of us were having a, like, a good day. Time. So we
and
had nothing to talk about.
We had nothing. I went through the edit and I was like, we're lame. Viewership's plummeting and I get it. We're both too happy.
Oh
my
God.
We
gotta
go back
it?
To being angry. I don't know. Does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
Because you know what? Whoever's hearing this, they're the real ones.
Exactly. I have another burp. I'm going to hide it. I'm going to hold it.
Don't. You have a mute button on your microphone. Oh my God. You're so disgusting. You're so disgusting. Happy Pride.
Happy
You're
Pride.
So disgusting. I went and saw a movie in the theater on Monday and I didn't have to choke anyone else. So that was good.
What'd you see?
I went and saw Sinners. Have you seen this shit yet?
I've heard really good things.
Incredible things, right? I think it broke some
I've heard it's
opening
like one of the
week
best
records.
Movies of the year. Yeah.
And Ryan Coogler is the director.
Coogler.
Now you're making me double second guess myself here. Ryan Coogler.
Coogler.
Yeah. Ryan Coogler. Directed and
Michael P. Jordan is in it.
P?
Is it Michael P. Jordan?
What's the P stand for?
Peter?
Michael Peter Jordan?
Michael P.
So weird that you're using your one Google on this.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, definitely not P. Yes, he leads. I didn't see this anywhere. I hope it's not a spoiler. The movie's out of theaters, so get fucked.
I haven't seen it.
It's just someone who's on the cast list. And I was like, why weren't they in the trailers? Why weren't they like, fuck.
Haley Steinfeld.
Steinfeld. Thank you. Yeah. She was in it, which I did. Like, she showed up and I went, what the fuck? I didn't know. But yeah, it was great. Really, really enjoyable all the way through. It's a horror movie. It's heavy. Well, not heavy.
It's vampires, right?
It's vampires, but like a really well done take. It's, social commentary, obviously, as best horrors are. It was great. It was a really good movie going experience.
Good. I think I'm gonna wait till it comes
highly
out.
Recommend.
I'll definitely watch it.
Yeah, I will say too that the theater that I saw it in was dog shit. The quality of projection was so low, the audio was terrible, the seats were uncomfortable. I've been to this theater before in my last job, when we would rent theaters, we would go and see like the new Marvel movie because we were a Marvel game. And we would rent the cheapest theater and it was this one. And this is why, like, the seats were shit. The movie, like, it looked bad.
But, like, for a horror movie, don't you? Mm-mm. It's kind of, no, that's not
no,
charming.
This movie's
movie.
Like, is one of the biggest like talking points is that the director went out of his way to film this in like the most in-depth, gorgeous possible ways. It's on like six different types of screen. I don't really understand why that's necessary, but like, I'm not talking about like, oh, well, it just didn't look pretty. I'm talking about there was this scene when someone was like, there's a dead body over there, and it was, I couldn't see it because it was too dark. Like, everything just washed out. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. But highly recommend. Definitely a good movie. Yeah.
I want to see it, but I'm going to wait until I can be at home and look at it like this.
Yeah, I think it's already coming to streaming. So, like, oh, it's a good rental right now. I think it's, like,
should we watch like it when 20, I visit?
Bucks. Well, yeah, because I proposed The Craft and you went, nah.
No, you proposed Practical Magic.
That one. Said, no. Aren't they the same?
You know what? For you, yeah, probably.
Right?
Yeah, for you,
practically,
yeah.
Practically, they're the same.
They're practically magically the same.
Exactly, yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, we could. You'd just be scared the whole time, and I'd laugh at you a bunch.
Would you hold my hand?
No. Only if we didn't interlock fingers.
No,
that's
like
too
like
intimate. If we're mittens,
we can mitten.
Then I'll give you a firm maybe on the mittens.
No, I like it. I prefer a mitten.
Yeah, okay, but
or
that's
I like a finger.
I'll give you
can
a
I hold
maybe.
A finger?
No,
I like a
that's
finger.
That's too penetrative. Exactly. See, now you get it. Stop that. Stop making that. I'm editing this out. It's disgusting.
Can you hear it?
I'm not. Yes, stop. Also, I won't be able to hold your hand because you'll request that I palm the top of your head like a basketball and then you'll be asleep. So
no,
we
I'm
won't
gonna
even
stay awake
to
for this
hand.
One. I'm gonna stay wow. awake for this one.
Well, that's a big commitment.
I'm gonna stay awake.
Okay.
But we have to watch it think. At an appropriate time, like 7 so, p.m.
Well, I don't know, man. You're gonna be on the West Coast. That's 10 p.m. your time. Yeah,
okay.
You'll be asleep. We have to watch it on like my lunch break from work.
Yeah, I was like, let's watch it for breakfast or something. Oh my god, funny.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Well, so you, Pride season has started. You had a show yes. on the weekend. Tell me all about it.
I had a show in Napanee. Yes.
A little bit, but I didn't hear anything about the show.
I had a show in Napanee. It was very fun. It was with Rowena Way. Kind of fun. Because she's like a workout queen, and her last name is Way.
Like protein.
Yeah.
Or like scale.
No, it's.
Is it? How's it spelled?
Whey.
Okay, so like protein.
Like protein, yeah. So sure, that's kind of fun. So she's really nice. So I got to do the show with her.
Cool.
It was a 3-hour show. A little long.
How many performers?
It was me, Octavia, a drag king called Street Meat.
Fun name.
Fun name, right?
Great name, actually. A plus.
Rowena Way and I think a girl named Cynthia. Oh, I'm blanking on her name right now. I feel bad.
Ooh. I know it's not, but in my head, you're like Cynthia Kiss. But ooh,
no.
What's her name again? Oops,
no.
Can't
no,
remember.
Oh my god, I am blanking on the other performer's name. I feel so bad.
The other thing is like, I asked you how many. You didn't need to try to list all the names.
Well,
you know?
It's
don't,
nice
don't make
to
it
say
more
names,
difficult.
But there was five of them. Do you know what's funny though? Show in Napanee. Avril Lavigne's hometown, not one Avril song.
Wow. The other funny thing, I didn't know that was Avril. So I have to imagine that not everybody instantly aligns with that being an Avril Lavigne.
Well,
town, you know?
Avril Lavigne in her very first album, one of her lines in the song My World.
Sure.
She says,
smash it.
I love My World. It's one of my favorite songs from that album. But okay. She says, all in the small town, Napanee. It's the first time she ever acknowledges Napanee as being her hometown, and then she deads it. That doesn't mention Napanee for the rest of her career until recently, where she had a new song come out where she talks about leaving Napanee.
Yeah, but I also have to imagine, like, how often does the hometown come up in writing music, especially when, like, given the industry that she's in, she probably doesn't even write most of her own music. Like, I feel like it's not a rarity. Like, I'm not mentioning
like
Brampton, Ontario all the time.
Bro, imagine writing Brampton into a song.
Yeah, like, it just, I don't think so.
You're just writing a song and you're just like singing about fucking Brampton.
Brampton, I escaped. I'm safe now. Thank you.
I can't believe you grew up in Brampton.
Yeah, dog. That's why I'm so rough and tumble. That's why I'm such a bad boy.
Such a bad boy.
It's why I'm a brawler, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Shot caller.
Exactly.
But yeah, so I had a show. It was really fun. There was one girl, that this Octavia girl, she was 29, skinny, long blonde hair, like long like human hair, and I was just like, I remember that. I remember
being
that
girl. About her?
No, I was really, she was really nice. But I was just watching her, I was like, I remember performing like that. And then she came up to me and she was just like, you were one of the first queens that I ever saw at Cruising Tangos. And like, you were so iconic and I loved you so much. And like, I looked up to you. And I was sitting there like, I'm so fucking old.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, yeah. This girl is out here performing her ass off. And like, that used to be me. And she used to watch me when she was like 19.
Listen, I've seen you out there. You whip your hair like no one else. I'm like, I would be concussed on the floor. So you still got it, boo.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, yeah. I saw whatever show when you were here in Vancouver, the host was in like their 50s, maybe even 60s. And that was a thing that they mentioned on stage about like how long they'd been doing it. It was 40 years or something.
Ugh.
You think you're performing into your 50s and 60s?
Oh. We'll see.
Or are you switching over full time to the gym and then you complain about it six times as much because of the number of hours you spend there each fucking week?
Complaining is loudly expressing what you need to feel comfortable in that moment. And I don't
Do you know what you need to feel comfortable in other most moments? Leave that fucking job. You wouldn't need these moments if you got rid of those moments.
That's fair. Yeah. What else were we chatting about?
I mean, your pride season's always exciting to hear.
Yeah,
I mean,
I've got some cool stuff coming up.
It's your time.
Yeah, it's pride season. So I've got some cool stuff coming up. I've got, I'm doing a brunch in my town. So I've got some girls coming up and we're going to do a little brunch. And then I'm doing a life drawing class where they're all drawing me.
And you're in drag?
In drag, yeah.
That's fun.
I know. But when I got the poster, it said juice box aerial drawing class. So I thought I was going to be like, you know, those hoops for the aerial performers. I thought I was like, oh, fuck, I signed up for the wrong thing. Now they're going to put me in a hoop in the sky and I'm going to have to sit there for an hour.
I would fly across the country to watch you do that. Just see how uncomfortable you are the whole time. Yeah.
Like this.
I want to get down.
So turns out I'm going to be on a couch in front of an aerialist. So yeah, that'll be nice for me.
So how can people watch this? Is that part of a show or is this just like an event
thing? It's a drawing class. So like you have to pay for the drawing class.
Okay.
And you come and you draw.
That's fun.
It's like a sip-in. It's like you drink. It's like there's like a bartender and they're like serving alcohol and you like have a cocktail and draw.
People should get hammered drunk.
Well, maybe it's a little pride event. I like those though. I've been looking for those around here because I'm starting to get back into my drawing and I've been looking for life drawing classes because they're my favorite thing to do, but they're really hard to find out in the county.
I'll do it. I'll post.
Can you post for me?
I'll post.
Do you know what life drawing classes consist of?
I'll wear clothes though.
I was like, you have to not.
I'm going to wear clothes. Yeah.
Life drawing classes are nude to underwear to nude.
We're going to call it a life light drawing class, right? And then when you come to, let's set it up for when you come to Vancouver.
Yeah.
But here's the twist. The event that you're doing, you're the queen and you're the model. My event, all the drawers
are queens.
They
got in full drag just to sit and draw you. White man.
Well, why'd you got to bring race to it?
With I said the clothes most, on.
Lots, many clothes, but not all clothes, you know?
But with clothes, nevertheless.
Some at the least.
Clothes. I don't know how exciting this is sounding.
Well.
At least put a fucking nipple out.
I'll put at least a nipple out.
What about two?
Well.
A little belly button?
We'll get into contract negotiations and we'll hammer out the details. Maybe, maybe not. speaking of shows and aerialists, etc., there's a Cirque show that's in town this weekend. I got tickets to go see their ice show. So it is basically Disney on Ice without Disney stuff. And I know a couple of the performers. I skated with them in my previous life.
So if it's Disney on Ice without Disney, it's just an ice skating show.
Yeah, but it's like showmanship and storyline and over-the-top theatrics and...
Is there like jumping very high in the sky? Imagine missing that jump. You're dead, babe.
What are you envisioning? Can you just paint me a picture of someone jumping really high in the sky and like what that
acrobats.
Looks like?
The acrobats do all that like trampoline and those like teeter totters where they jump really high. Imagine you miss and then you fall on ice.
Well, yeah, no, but it's an ice skate. It's like most of it is people in skates.
Oh.
So like either traditional figure skating and pairs and those types of things, or they have a bunch of like trick skaters. So dudes in hockey skates that go up and down ramps and stuff on the ice. Pretty cool.
Yeah. I should have used my one Google for this.
Yeah, but you can't now because you used it for Michael P. Jordan.
My arms are locked. I can't.
You got it. You can't do it anymore. But yeah, that's something I'm looking forward to this weekend. What are you looking forward to, Jupes?
Oh my God. So fun update. my friend has been frantically texting me for the past 30 minutes because she was at her anniversary dinner with her girlfriend in New York, and they got a text message saying that their apartment was on fire and they have 3 cats in the apartment. And they've been frantically texting me being like, I think my cats are dead. What am I going to do? I'm 30 minutes away from my apartment and it's on fire and my cats are there. I just got a text saying...
Bad time to pause. We quickly get to it.
We got them all, but it was bad. But they got the cats. Cats are alive. Fun.
Look at you being glasses half full here.
Listen, the cats are alive.
Also, maybe it's not a subject to joke about, but
the cats are alive. I'm not joking.
Their house burnt down. It doesn't look great.
It's an apartment.
No, their house didn't burn down. Their apartment did.
Yeah, you don't own it. You can always, get a new apartment.
They still need some... Anyhow, this is a tragedy, regardless.
It is a tragedy. I'm not saying it's not a tragedy, but I'm saying that, if you... I think that you can always get a new apartment, but you can't... I mean, you can replace a cat, but you can't replace that cat,
Sure, sure.
It's like you have a connection. You can't replace your pet.
Yeah.
For
clarity, I wasn't coming at you for making a joke. I was about to make one. So maybe not something to joke about. However, the hilarity of them being like, oh shit, my apartment's on fire. We should text Juice about this. They'll probably have some level-headed commentary to provide. They're going to keep us calm. And you're probably there like, oh shit, oh my God. I can just imagine. Listen, I come to you when I have big issues, usually when they're resolved. And sure, there's things where you can help and you do and you're great and I love you. But in a crisis, I have other things that need to happen first. But I just love that they're like, we got to get home because our shit's on fire. I'm just going to text Juice along the way. I hope that's cool. I just think that's hilarious. I think it's great. It is
a group chat, you bitch.
Well, even still, hey, gotta send a... Hey, guys, big life update. Home's on fire. Checking in 30. Don't text. Run. Run there. Get there faster. Prioritize.
She is someone who really needs to talk her emotions out, and I just happen to be someone she trusts. Now, I'm glad to know that you will never text me in your crisis.
Jackson, if you needed
to hide a body, I would help you.
I appreciate that. I love you. I agree. And I come to you in crisis moments. It's happened. It will continue to happen. But there are things that are time sensitive where there's just other things that should happen first.
if I called you and said, Jackson, I have to hide a body, what would you say?
I'd say, were they straight?
Yes.
Well, then someone's going to come after us and I can't have that. I got a guy.
Okay, thank you. Also, don't Google how to hide a body. Don't do it.
Listen, the amount of lists that you're on from your search history, I feel like it's just a drop in the pond. It's just a drop in the pond, man.
Oh my God.
Well, Juice, happy Pride to you.
Happy Pride
to all of our Barely Gamer listeners. I hope you're all having the best month. And honestly, carry it on. Every month is Pride Month, if you really want it to be, if you believe in your heart of hearts. So
that was beautiful.
Thanks. Speaking of beautiful, if you wanted to see some of our beautiful faces, you could head on over to patreon.com/itdangerpod. Over there, you will find a myriad of additional content options, including but not limited to full video episodes, monthly cameo style videos from Juice myself, a bonus video once a month, and you can get all of the episodes one day before the rest of the world. Or you could go that extra mile and become a Patreon producer like the legends, Miss Teary and John, a.k.a. The Bull. Thank you both again one more time. If you have no loons or tunes to spare, stick around at the end of the show. We will tell you how you can get in touch and hang out and support us independently.
Jackson.
Hey, Juice.
I have a question.
Okay.
Because it is Pride Month, I have decided... Because I was also on Canada's Drag Race, and Drag Race
Wait.
Is... What?
Were you?
For an episode. And because I am part of the lore, what if we were to create a season of Drag Race with all video game characters?
Love it. Great idea that you came up with. You're a legend.
Yes.
Proud of you. One of your best ideas, I would say. Definitely ranks so amongst the top of them.
Thank you so much. Now, what I'm going to challenge you is that as we list these out, after we list them out, I would like to know who is going to win four different things.
Oh, there's categories. Five different categories.
Five different
Counting's
categories.
Counting's never been your strong suit. No, thank you.
You've elevated this.
I respect it.
Who is going to win the acting challenge?
Oh, I got to write these down because I don't know what the challenges are.
Okay.
Acting.
Makeover challenge.
Makeover.
Sewing challenge.
Sewing. Got it.
Who is the lip sync assassin?
That's too many words. I'm just going to write lip sync.
And who's winning the whole season?
Overall W. Got it.
Yeah. So we'll list all 12 first, give our reasons why we feel like this is going to be the cast.
Yep.
I got six, you got six. And then from there, we will determine who is going to win those and who wins the entire season.
Yeah.
Also, that can double up. Somebody can also win the acting, sewing, and makeover. Oh, one more.
So six categories.
The snatch game. That's a big one.
Don't know what that is. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there. So who's winning the snatch game?
Probably me. I like to win games.
I think you actually would win the snatch game. But
I don't know what it means, but I'm in. If I can win. If there's a high likelihood that I'll win.
I think you would win. I think you would be good in the snatch game. Okay. Yeah. You start.
Okay. Firstly, let me just say you're doing a great job taking the lead on this one.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And I bet every single person listening or watching right now is like,
oh my God, Juice is
running the show right now.
I know, which is not the case. Everyone's noticing. Thank you.
First one on my list, simple. They've got range. We see them twirl. We see them leap. We see them take the world by storm. They've got the name. They've got the brand. They've got the clout to carry them forward. We're talking about the legend here, the one and only Mario. You know that he's out there dancing around in Peach's dresses when she's not watching. Okay. Peach is in another castle. Mario gets to raid the wardrobe, dress up, feel pretty, dance. We see them in a number of costumes, right? Boom. Tanuki? Don't remember. Taller, bigger. So they have range. They can do anything. I think Mario, Short King, would rock this.
Mario would be
a strong contender, I think.
I like that.
Exceptionally limited understanding and experience with Drag Race, Mario could crush this.
Mario is a contender. Sweet, petite, and ready to eat. Yes.
Yum. Did you just come up with that? You're so fucking smart.
No, I did. That's what one of the girls said when she came in. Okay, here's mine. First one, walk in. I would say the villain of the season, Asterion from Baldur's Gate.
Sure. Was on my list too.
Yeah. Good one. Yeah,
that was the one that I gasped during our pre-pro when we were setting up, and I went, that's going to be a good one. You'll probably steal that one. And you went, I wouldn't be so sure. Yeah, you got it.
It's Asterion, just like
sassy, but like seductive. You think villain, though. I don't think that they would
villain of the season, for sure.
So here's the thing for me, and you know, maybe I don't, I not even maybe, I don't have a full understanding and grasp of like the chemistry and the dynamics because I watched one episode of Drag Race. But I think Asterion loves everyone, like romantically, and everyone loves on Asterion. So I don't anticipate them ruffling that many feathers. I think they would just be super flirty.
But I think Asterion in a competition setting where there's money on the line.
Savagery, I think. Okay. Strong. Okay. I like that. Good. This one, I'm going to lean to the alt crowd. I understand that there is a whole alt
Dragula.
Exactly. Drag Race show. But I figured, you know what? For a little posterity, a little bit of a mixed salad here, we should get one in here. So we're talking the Horned Devil themselves. Give me Spyro.
Okay.
I'm putting Spyro, the purple dragon.
Spyro, a little bit of sass,
a little attitude, right? 90s peak video game attitude, right? Mm-hmm. Like, nobody's telling me what to do. Mm-hmm. I can do whatever I want. I think that that's going to be strong. I think that confidence is going to carry them and make them a contender for sure.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. Okay, I see your Spyro.
Yeah.
I'm going to one-up you. Look Queen, Bayonetta.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm writing it down so that Bayonetta. I remember. Bayonetta.
Tall.
Walk me through.
Curvy.
Yeah.
Incredible costume changes and looks.
Regular.
Constantly. Yeah. Glasses. Always in a tight, high ponytail. Sure. Uses her own hair and extensions.
Yeah.
And the heels have a gun on them.
Blows away the competition.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me ask you a question, though. This is a woman.
Women can do drag.
Women can do drag. No question. Drag kings, typically.
She is doing high femme drag, Bayonetta.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I understand. Can you give me a definition? Not for me, but just for like anyone out there who's listening who doesn't understand, but definitely not for me.
High femme drag.
Yeah. Just break it down for me. Like, give me two layers deeper.
What does femme mean?
Don't ask me questions. Just give me answers.
What does feminine mean?
Feminine.
Feminine. Feminine means womanly. Okay.
Yeah.
Now think high means
marijuana.
High or an excess amount,
sure,
a lot,
sure,
big,
sure.
So very much
over the
feminine,
top.
Over the top feminine drag, high femme drag.
Okay.
So like not a touch of masculinity in this.
No men. Yeah. Get him out of there.
High femme.
High femme. Go Bayonetta. Well, if I knew that that was a thing, which I mean, no, I knew that was a thing. I should have added more to my list is what I'm saying. Okay. This one comes with real world inspiration. Do you remember when you came into a show here in Vancouver and I went to it and there was a queen, Batty, who
Batty
was
Banks,
doing
yes.
flips off of tables. And then at some point there was someone in the loft up above in the balcony who was dangling a $5 bill. Batty jumped up, gripped the edge of the upper portion of this building and just with upper body pulled themselves up to the second floor to get a $5 bill.
Yes.
Exceptional strength. It was one of the most incredible things. It lasted, is lasting memory. I not only remembered the event, I remembered the name. That's not easy to do for me. I'm very forgetful. So from this one, inspired by, I'm pulling Jax, not me, from Mortal Kombat.
Okay, I thought you were going to say, I'm putting myself in.
I'm throwing my hat in the ring. Jax from Mortal Kombat, big muscular man with two metal arms, cyborgy-esque arms, I feel like is going to give them an incredible advantage. I think they're going to be one of the most acrobatic contenders. I think they're going to be bouncing around. They're going to use that athleticism. And they say that fighting is mostly just like dance as well. So I think that with a little bit of work, I don't think Jax would be a natural, but I think Jax would be one of the hardest working people. Mm-hmm. That's my next contestant.
Mm-hmm. Good, yeah. good.
Yeah,
good,
yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna bring one in.
Bring
contender.
It to me.
You're gonna be like, oh my god, I can't believe I didn't think of this.
Give me the heat.
So we thought Bayonetta was the look queen of the season. She walks in. Everyone gasps. Everyone goes, Bayonetta's here. We know her looks. Oh my god. Then in walks Infinity Nikki.
In the flesh? We got Infinity Nikki.
Infinity Nikki walks in the flesh. She's got a closet bigger than all of these whores.
That is a good point. They're set. They're set. But so much of the show, in the one episode I saw, they need to make their own shit. Do you think that that closet is full of self-produced works or just really good brand marketing?
But this could be their downfall.
Sure, exactly. That's the Achilles heel.
I know, but still, they made it on.
Nick Keeley's heel.
Nice.
Thanks. Strong. Any other points for to qualify Infinity Nikki?
No, mostly just the looks.
Okay.
Pretty one trick pony on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
This character, bring in the heat. I think Juice, I think they would try to emulate their hero, their legend, Juicebox. With the hair flipping, styling out there. Little slender, thin, outgoing, athletic, capable, great hair. We're talking about Cloud from Final
Shut
Fantasy
Shut up, I put Cloud.
Yep, got there first. So you're gonna have to pull from your reserves because I put Cloud on the stage.
Yes, I agree.
Cloud's on the stage, right?
Cloud. Yes.
Some of the moves that they pull off in battle, so acrobatic and graceful. I think they've got something to bring to the table here.
Soft and delicate little face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cloud. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. See?
Yes.
I understood the assignment.
Yes.
Some of it. Okay. I understood some of the assignment.
Okay. All right. I'm going to come in with from Legend of Zelda, Naburu.
She's one of the fish ladies?
No. Oh my God. Yeah. She would be fierce. But no, she's one of the ladies from like the, what's it called?
I don't know.
The desert.
Oh yeah. Oh, Naburu?
Naburu. She's one of the,
Naburu takes me to Star Wars fan fiction. What?
Naburu is a character from Legends of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Initially a lone wolf thief during the child timeline, she later acted as a leader for the Gerudo during the adult timeline, second only to Ganondorf. However, she openly opposes Ganondorf's sinister intentions. I think she's one of the, like,
Yeah, I see her.
Yeah, but she looks fierce.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a strong look.
Yeah, she knows how to do her makeup. She's got beautiful big yellow eyeshadow. She's a body queen. She's showing all types of body with a slicked back red high pony.
Strong. I like Naburu. A high pony.
Thank you.
I will say, why stop there? Bring the legend themselves. It's misleading. Don't follow me on this one because I'm taking
it.
You're bringing Link. See,
Link.
I told you it was misleading because the legend themselves would have been the Legend of Zelda. But I think bring Link in there.
Nice.
I think Link's strong because, again, we know what they're capable of. They've saved the world. However, I will say one of the biggest question marks, how much screen time are they going to get when they're so quiet? You know what I mean? I think they're just going to sit quietly in the room. They're not going to ruffle any feathers. They're not going to really land on the radar, but I think they're going to steal their moment. When they're on stage and the music turns on, I think they're going to fucking rock it. Now, Naburu.
No.
I think they're going to share a lot of inspiration together. You know what
Probably,
I mean?
Yeah.
I think they're going to trade a little bit back and forth there. I think there's some good opportunities there, I think.
Okay, you're at five. Okay, so this is my sixth. This is your sixth.
Are we on our last ones?
Yeah.
Okay. I got to prioritize for my list. Go ahead.
Okay. Here she is. Here she comes.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Paint me a picture. I'm going to close my eyes. I want to be there.
Okay. She walks out.
Yeah.
All you hear is a cold fog come over the room.
Fog. Wow. Okay.
A cold fog comes over the room.
Yeah.
You feel a gentle like shiver along your spine.
Yeah.
Then outside of the studio, you can hear a soft roll of thunder.
Okay.
And then you open your eyes. White hair, white eyes, nice deep colored skin,
writing
a black leather outfit, Storm.
Yeah, I knew that's where we were going with this one.
Boom.
Okay. So,
you can't tell me. And she walks in almost last. Come on.
No, like, listen, grand entrance, big moment. They're crushing it. They're stealing the spotlight, right? They've got that 100%. Are all of the female presenting contestants that you're bringing me all doing femme. The same high femme drag?
Unfortunately, Drag Race has not welcomed drag kings in.
Right.
Yet. Yet.
Yeah.
Yet. But I feel like out of my list, do you have?
Dark Horse. Didn't write
Dark
it down,
Horse.
Just
Dark
thought
Horse.
Of it. Ready?
Dark Horse. Bring it in.
We need a drag king. We need some stronger representation.
Give it to me.
Who's going to crush it? Ellie from The Last of Us. Drag King. Lock it in. I think they bring the right energy. You know what I mean?
And Ellie is the most drag king.
And that's going to be exceptional television because Ellie doesn't take shit from anyone. Ellie's going to be in there ruffling as many feathers as possible. Ellie is going to do it. Ellie's going to be a fan favorite on the show.
Yeah.
She's got the right attitude.
You think Storm walks in last? Ellie coming in, drag king.
And it's like this, like, oh, you think this is the grand finale with
no way.
With lightning and
thunder.
Literal storms inside. And then
no
just
way.
Ellie comes in with a level of confidence and swagger. Comes in, no music.
Entrance line. Give it to
just
me.
Walks
What's
in
the entrance line?
And just says, sup losers. That's it. That's it. And then everyone's like, oh shit. And you can see it in people's minds. The light bulb goes on and they're like, hey, did someone from the crew just wander into the set by accident? Nope.
Who's this little boy?
Exactly. Ellie, ready for action. Get Ellie in there. Yeah.
Okay.
We've assembled our cast.
Okay, good.
Do you want me to go for, did you write them all down? Do you want me to do
so a 12th recap? Our cast is Super Mario,
yep.
Asterion,
yep.
Spyro,
mm-hmm.
Bayonetta,
strong.
Jax from Mortal Kombat,
big time.
Cloud,
yep.
Infinity Nikki,
mm-hmm.
Link,
mm-hmm.
Storm,
yep.
Noboru, Ellie.
That's the list.
That's the list.
That's a good cast. I'm not here to say that's the best possible cast, that like nobody could find a better cast. That's a good cast. You're telling me not a single person could say I'm not watching that.
You're watching that.
That's a good cast.
Let's start.
Can I ask you a question?
Please.
Because this is your show. You're running it. You're casting. You're producing. It's your show. I'm just here to help. Who hosts? We didn't even think about this ahead of time. Because we were very like, let's assemble the cast. But now that we're here, and this vision is in my head, like it's so well fleshed out, it's so real to me. I'm sitting there like, who's running this show? You know what I mean? It could be you. I'm not going to suggest for a moment that, like, you're in the casting conversation at the very least. But do we want another character? You know what I mean? Who's running the show?
Oh my God. I just googled who's the gayest video game character.
Which is actually next week's topic. So
yeah, which is next week's topic. So you know what? That is next week's topic. We will have to answer that next week.
Is that what we do? We take the winner
of the gayest of one.
The winner, air quotes, of the gayest video game, and they host the drag.
Okay. Yeah, that, okay. Yeah. So if you guys want to find out who is hosting this, tune in next week.
That's a two-parter now.
It's a two-parter. Okay, so... With that being said, who is, mm-hmm. I'm going to add another one. Who is going to be the first eliminated? Who is joining me in the Pork Chop Lounge?
First eliminated.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it. This is a strong list of contenders here. I think first eliminated, though, I think it's going to be Link. I'm sad to say, because I brought Link to the table.
I thought that too.
I think that Link's got the look.
But not the attitude,
you know what I mean? Like,
he's not ready.
We just a couple more years, you know, get some lessons, get some dancing lessons. Like, I think mm-hmm. they've got something
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
It's mm-hmm. a seed. Mm-hmm. It just needs time to grow and flourish. You know what I mean?
I agree. Fabulous. Okay, but next up. What?
Question for you.
Hmm.
Queen of exit lines. What's Link say on their way out?
Yeah.
Yep, that was going to be... I'm so proud of you. And then they run out.
Okay, so next up.
Good.
The acting challenge. So the acting challenge is usually they are handed a script. They have to determine who is going to play each character. They have a few hours to memorize their script. And then they are thrown onto a green screen and they have to act this scene out.
I don't remember you doing this.
Babe, I was there one episode. So this happens on the episodes you did not see.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
That wasn't on purpose.
That's okay.
So the question is, so hold on. They do a scene together.
I don't remember this.
I promise I wasn't throwing shade. I don't understand.
So that is what an acting challenge is. They're given a few hours to memorize it. Then they are put onto a green screen. They have to act.
So there's a scene. Multiple people act.
All of them are in this scene that they're
acting in. But then they pick one who stands out.
Who stood out the best? Not even about memorizing their lines, but who is the one who stood out the best?
This is tough. Do you have your own answers? Because I got...
Oh, yeah. I
think I'm narrowed down. So Link's not there because they already got voted off.
Link's gone.
And as I learned, there's no acting challenge in the first episode. I promise I wasn't throwing shade. I think I got this down to 2 to 3 in my head here.
Just give me the top one.
Top one, though. Who wins it? It's Asterion for me.
We are just so in sync tonight. I am Jess. We are just on the same page. Yeah. Mysterion's yeah. taking it home.
Yeah,
Mysterion
I think
has
so.
The charisma, the uniqueness, mm-hmm. the nerve, and the talent to win the yeah. acting challenge on Juice and Jax's Drag Race.
Nice. Sick.
Thanks.
Yeah, I just think they embody the performer attitude. You know what I mean? Like, they are thespian to their core.
Thespian. Yes,
thespian. Exactly. And not lethbian. Thespian.
Thespian. Thespian. Lethbian is Ellie.
Yeah. I was also going to say Mario's up there just because what role has Mario not taken on? Cat? Mario. Tanuki? Mario. Superman? Mario. Like, he's done it
Listen,
all.
Listen, I'm going to say yes if it was a mime challenge. But,
sure.
We're going to need a There's lot dialogue. More talking. There's dialogue.
Yeah.
You know?
Asterion, clear winner to me.
Clear winner. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next up, this is what you did see. Sewing challenge. Who is winning the sewing challenge? So for the sewing challenge, they have to create their own garment
right.
out of usually found objects
right.
or some not very nice fabric.
CD-ROMs.
So...
I don't remember. Did you choose those or were those given to you?
Given to me.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what's funny? There was a bolt of fabric at the bottom of my box. I just didn't see it.
Is that in the episode? Have you
it
told
was,
anyone that, or is that like?
Yes, been a yeah, I've told multiple people.
Many
yeah,
years.
Yeah, I opened the box, poured it out right when my outfit was basically done, and I saw a giant bolt of bright blue fabric, and I went, "I'm gonna kill myself." But I had kind of already known. I was like, "I'm out." Anyways, who is going home?
I'm gonna. Who's going home, or who's
sorry? Who's
it?
Winning? Who's winning?
Who's winning? Winning? Okay, winning? I've got one, but I want to hear yours first.
For the sewing challenge?
Mine's going to be maybe not what you would expect.
Okay, so I've got two who I think would take it.
Okay.
I think Infinity Nikki would surprise us with some sewing skills, but who I think is taking it is Ellie. Ellie lives in the apocalypse. Thank you.
Because Ellie lives in the apocalypse!
Ellie lives in the apocalypse.
That's
Ellie
what I
is,
was going to say.
Ellie is so... good at being able making things work.
Oh my god,
Ellie would
dude.
Be able to find objects and be able to create a look.
Ellie's
it.
Got
Easy.
It. Ellie's figuring it out.
We are just
she, because of the survival instinct in her core.
Yes.
She needs to do
yes.
this. She's got it. Infinity Nikki's a good one, but I'm cloudy on the lore, but I still think that like Infinity Nikki's been built off the back of her seamstress, that someone else is doing a lot of the heavy lifting for her.
I know,
you know
but
I mean?
Think that she has the taste level to surprise us.
I agree. She's got the sense, the instinct for the looks and could craft it and see if they could execute it. Even regardless of that, if they came through, I still think Ellie spent a lifetime doing it. You know what I mean? That's just a way of life. It's just natural.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
All right.
How
Next
are we
up,
so in sync on straight
we're
on
doing
this,
great. We're doing
in
great.
This
we're
industry
doing
where
great.
I've seen one of
We're doing great. All right, next up is the Snatch Game.
Okay, tell me
so
that one.
Snatch Game is a do you know Hollywood Squares?
Yeah, kind of.
So the Snatch Game is a celebrity impersonation challenge.
Oh.
Where there's two people who are guests from the show, the host, and then each queen is impersonating a celebrity, and the host says, Flannel Jax is so flannel, and you have to write down a witty response, right? Or
jeez,
yeah,
it's not easy. Also,
it's not easy. It is an 8-hour improv day where you have to pretend to be in a celebrity all day long and be funny. It's a very
like
hard challenge.
I've seen a lot of drag shows. What is this like? Reminiscent of hosting and crowd work and mic.
No,
management?
It's like a classic kind of just being able to be quick on your feet.
Quick on your feet.
Improv and also be improvise. Able to embody a celebrity.
That's tough. That's a tough one.
I know.
I have a short list. I got two.
You got two?
I got two. Both have been mentioned, you know. They're in the conversations. They're stars. There's a reason they're on the show. Do you have one that stands above the rest? Okay, I'm curious to hear it. I think living a life wearing many different hats and changing up their personality frequently, depending on what the circumstances calls, some call that masking. Mario.
Actually, I need that. Hold on, sorry.
It's the most obvious one.
It's the most obvious one.
It's the most obvious one.
But also, let me ask you this. What does Mario look like without a mustache?
Mario
does
could
he
be
shave
a mustache
it or does he
queen.
Rock it? Exactly.
He could be a mustache queen. Mm-hmm, he could be a mustache mm-hmm. queen. But I think Mario would be able to embody another celebrity for long enough, strictly by putting a different hat on.
Different cap. That's all you need.
Different cap. And then all of a sudden, boop, there's Cher.
Boom.
Wow. Boom.
Mario, wow. Mario as Cher? Tell me you're not. You're there. Front row.
You're in.
That show? Locked in. Only front row.
Locked in.
Locked the fuck in. All right, what's next?
Makeover challenge. So the makeover challenge okay. is usually someone is brought in and you are paired up with a queen. So there are like, sometimes it's like the queen's parents. Sometimes it's the queen's friend. Sometimes it's like a basketball team. Sometimes it's like a bunch of truckers.
Can you go back? I'll be honest. I spaced. Go back.
So there's five queens there. Five people enter the room and they are of some kind of background. They could be gamers. They could be basketball players. They could be something. The challenge is they are not drag queens. And the challenge is to make them into drag queens with a family resemblance.
Oh.
So they have to be your Whoa. Sister, mother, something. So you have Whoa. To be able to make this person over successfully, make yeah. them look good, and make them look like they are part of your drag family.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. That's tough. But yes. I think I've got one.
Give it to me.
I think I'm going to change it. It was close. I'm changing my answer. A definitive look that I think they would be able to establish a theme across multiple people very instinctually. It's right there. It's simple. It's obvious to every single person that's there. They've got the look, you know what I mean? And
They've
you can
got
tell
the
they
look.
One more time.
They've got the look.
You can tell they've cultivated it, right? They've worked really hard for it. There's a brand identity. It's consistent. You put a bag over this person's head.
You know who it is.
Everybody knows who it is anyways. Bayonetta. What were you going to say?
I'm going to nut.
What?
Literally going to say Bayonetta. Oh
my God.
Oh my fucking
damn.
God.
Woo!
Oh my God. I was going to say Bayonetta because she's got a good brand idea of exactly what she wants to look like. And mm-hmm. she's going to be mm-hmm. able to recreate mm-hmm. that with iconic pieces that people will immediately know.
My God.
You
How
I,
am I so good at this?
We are just on another level right now.
This is incredible.
This is incredible.
Okay, what's
now, here's where I think we're going to differentiate.
Yeah, it's going to be tough,
pick a winner.
This is a
we got to pick a winner.
Yeah.
So now this
wins
is,
the show, correct?
Somebody's got to take it home.
If you win individual events, that doesn't necessarily mean you have what it takes, right? It doesn't necessarily mean that you are diverse enough to run the gamut, make it to the end, and crush.
You could be safe the whole show and still win.
Right? You could fly under the radar, but middle of the pack, but consistent, right? Consistent. Other people are jumping top and bottom.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. We have to back up one. Lip sync assassin. The lip sync assassin is the person who performed the best and sent the most people home.
Oh.
In the lip syncs. They were in the bottom a lot, but they danced the best and sent multiple people home, and they were able to fight their way out of the bottom.
Oh. That one's tough.
I already know.
You know? Okay.
I know.
So the lip sync is what matters most. It's that performance. It's on the stage. It's not necessarily the hard skills, the development. It's not the act. It's just serving fucking fierce performances on the stage.
Yes.
Now, you also have to take into consideration that they likely would be at the bottom of the ranks often. So maybe not strong, but saves themselves repeatedly, right?
Constantly.
Saves themselves repeatedly. Bottom of the cap. That's really tough. I want to say, I don't think we're aligned because I'm all over the map here. This one's my least confident that I feel locked in about.
Let's say
I
want to
say, you want to say, were you going to
say
it?
Three,
I'm
two,
storm.
One, storm.
Storm.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Are you fucking with me?
She's a one trick pony.
Exactly. She's doing too many other things in, like, IRL. She's not here to be like, she's not fully committed to it. She's not living the life, right?
Yeah. She's constantly involved in who Storm is, but can we break out of Storm? Can you show us some versatility?
Exactly. So she's, for all of these challenges, ended at the bottom because she doesn't have the juice for it.
She's great. She's amazing. She hits
that stage, and that's where she lights up. That's where she thrives.
Literally, lightning.
I like what you did there.
I love this. I love this.
God.
I love this. I wanted us to 3-2-1 storm it, but I saw you go.
I got too excited.
And I knew it.
We got disjointed.
I saw you make the S, and I got excited. Okay, now who's winning it?
Now, who's our winner overall? Fuck.
Who's our overall winner?
That's tough. That's tough. Yeah,
I think I got it.
You got it? You feel confident?
I feel pretty
There's,
confident.
There's, to me, a lot that I feel like don't have this stuff. Okay. I think that after much deliberation, I think the winner is kind of clear to me looking at this list. Yeah. Listen, it's not an easy choice. I think this would be an entertaining series with ups and downs, twists and turns, intrigue out the wazoo.
All right.
But I think the winner
is
Asterion.
Ellie.
Whoa, Ellie's taking it.
I think Ellie, but Asterion would be top three.
I love the answer. I got in my head. With my limited knowledge,
here's why Asterion.
I was in the politics.
Here's why Asterion would be top three. No, here's why Asterion would be top three. Our top three.
Yeah.
The way we're going to look at this.
Yeah.
Mario, Asterion, Ellie.
Love it.
Okay. Asterion makes it to the top because he's full of drama
and
always
like,
endless drama.
Performs.
Great.
I think he's got the shit.
Good in,
you know.
Got the shit. Good in the challenges, but we keep him around for the drama.
Right?
Right? So we bring him
You'd
right
be
to the
lying
last episode.
To yourself if you thought that someone's not going to coast by just because they make good TV. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
So
they're not
makes it
a
to the
strong
end.
Performer, but they make good TV? Fuck it.
So you were right. You were right in mm-hmm. that, in the way that Asterion would make it to the end. Ellie is the plucky underdog that nobody thinks can make it to the end.
Right?
Last one to walk in. Wins the sewing challenge ball by being crafty. Everyone's not expecting it, right?
Yeah.
Doing really good consistently, winning lip syncs, you know, might have been in the bottom once or twice, but still making it.
Yeah.
Has a great, great, great backstory.
Mm.
You know, Last of Us 2, crazy. Yeah. Missing fingers.
The only murderer on the show. That's
the only
not true.
Murderer.
Everyone's a murderer on the show, actually.
Right? Mario, consistent, our plus size queen.
Gets it.
You know?
Short king.
Gets it. Short king, really good. Favored to win, but Ellie's story is better.
Right.
Takes it home on the finale.
Sure.
And Ellie wins.
I love it. Thank you. I love it. No complaints on my end. Listen, like I said, I got wrapped up in the politics and I said, is the world ready
for
a drag king to win Drag Race? And I said, in the one episode I've watched, didn't seem like it.
How fun.
That's
what a great season.
That was great.
That's fun, right? That
How
was fun.
Are we so aligned on this?
Fantasy football, but gay.
But we should do a drag podcast, I think.
yeah, we should. Yeah. Semi-qualified queens featuring Jackson.
Yes.
Yes. I love it. But great. I think that's it. That's
Crushed
what she
it.
Wrote.
Thank
Crushed
you, everybody, it. For making it this far. This is one of our longer episodes, but I think every
worth
minute
it.
Was worth it.
This was one
of our best topics, and it came out of flippant. We were just like, hey, what if we did it? Crushed it.
Yeah, let's just do this.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We
yeah,
both
yeah.
were like, yeah, whatever.
Great. You took the lead on this one.
Thank
you.
You
crushed it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And because you did such a good job, I'll take us to the outro.
Thank you so much.
Barely Gamers, if you explored the Patreon and you're like, hey, that's not for me, or you have no loons or tunes to spare, don't worry, fret not, friend. You can go and check us out over at instagram.com/itdangerpod. Over there we have lots of fun clips that we upload, little moments, little tidbits. Share them with your friends, share them with your family, tell a stranger on the street. Drop a comment over there. Let us know what you're into these days. But join the conversation. Thank you so very much for listening to another episode of It's Dangerous to Go Alone. On behalf of myself and the legendary Juice Box.
Join us next week where we are going to be talking about who is the gayest video game character.
That's true.
And our winner of the host.
Yeah,
of
the host.
The host of our Drag Race season.
It's a casting call for who's hosting.
Casting call.
Thanks, everybody. Happy Pride.
Bye.